All right. Okay. So let me just amplify on that I just said about the Spanish show. Before I do that, this is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. We're in our 15th year as a ministry, 10th year on the air right here on TANTALK1340.com. What a joy to be on the air all these years and weekly, every week. Last week, Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, hosted. When I'm out of town, he does host. And our radio team continues on. And we get the word out week after week. In February, well, actually, all that whole thing started a little over a year ago right now. I had an invitation to go to Puebla, Mexico, where I knew the missionary there, had not seen him for a number of years. Long story short, our ministry, Beacon of Hope, bought all the radio equipment to set up a radio station there in Puebla, Mexico. I took all that with me and somehow, because of the mercy and grace of God, got through customs after an interesting 2.5 hours. But I got through customs with everything with a minimal mess in Mexico City. And now the radio station is up and running. We are building it out at the end of the sanctuary in Puebla. We're doing a build out. It's about done. We can now bring other people that are doing shows on our radio station in there. They were having to go into the director of our radio station, Enrique Zenteno's apartment, to record. So now we are going to have an official place at the end of the church sanctuary. And Betty, what a blessing that all this has happened. And Nan, you were part of the Beacon group that paid for all of this. And you want to comment on that and just say what a blessing? And that's where I have my Spanish show once a week, but is now going on Starcom Radio Network starting next week. Go ahead.
Well, it's so cool to feel a part of it, you know, by people donating towards that, and many people did. They're a part of that radio station,
right?
And it's getting out the word,
yes,
in Spanish to the Spanish folk who really need to hear the word, like our English folk here need to hear the word. So do the people out in that,
right,
area, and
right,
it's just a mighty ministry. It's cool to feel like, you know, as a local congregation, that we're having our outreach is we're an outreach in blessing other people through that.
Absolutely.
Just let me go ahead and put in, just like as if people contribute, you know, to the radio station here, they have a part of that outreach.
That's,
as we've,
right,
already said in the first hour. I just felt like saying that again,
yeah,
too. That's
right,
a blessing. It's a blessing to be able to participate and to give in that kind of way.
Well, and there are people that have given through the years to get these shows on the air and keep them on the air. And you just go to our BOHMglobal.com website, go to the bottom of the first page, go to donations. It'll open up to PayPal if you'd like to give a donation for these shows. And Betty, you and I, we've talked and prayed and everything about this outreach in Mexico, and I just found out a couple days ago, I'm just announcing it right now for the first time because I just found out, that they're going to carry my Spanish show on StarcomRadioNetwork.com beginning at 6 a.m. Eastern every Sunday morning, and they're going to do 3 shows. I've got a little inventory of shows now that I've done, so they're going to be doing 3 of these Spanish 35-minute shows, which are all about God, Spanish music, everything in Spanish, me teaching the word in Spanish, all of that, starting next weekend. Pretty cool. 6 a.m. StarcomRadioNetwork.com.
We prayed about that a long time.
Yes. Yes.
I think the last time we were actually had the fellowship with you down in the beautiful state of Florida, we prayed about getting a Hispanic speaking radio station in that geographical area.
Right.
And now it's going to be, you know, expanding. And
right,
so God did above and beyond.
He did.
Yeah.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. And if you want more information on that show, we'll let you know. But it's supposed to start next Sunday morning, 6 a.m. Eastern, on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Actually, 3 shows just back-to-back, starting very early for those who are listening up and listening and practicing your Spanish at that time. I love this next song, one of my favorites, Holy Spirit Fill This Room, Martha Munizzi I love it. Love this song. Let's listen. Let it just bless you right now. So, so anointed. Lift up your hands.
And magnify him.
Yes, lift up your hands and praise him.
Fill this room. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Shekinah glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence. We need you. Holy Spirit.
Your prayer today. Fill your room where you are. Fill your heart right where you are. Praise God. We need your presence, mighty God. We need your presence. We need you. Holy Spirit, come fill this room. Praise God. What a powerful song. That's got to be a song for the October gathering, I think. All right. Nan, what did God give you during that song? And then we're going to go back to Ephesians 1.
He gave me Holy Spirit, fill me, for I so much need you. Your power will help me in all things that I do. I desire for others to see just how much love you have for us. I want to share with them that they you can too trust. Fill this room. My heart, I want to share what I know. As you fill me with your spirit, so much more in you I will grow. Holy Spirit, fill this room.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. Yes, that's our prayer. If you ever want any of these poems that God gives Nan during the shows, you can just email me, pastor@bohmglobal.com. That's the easiest way to reach me, pastor@bohmglobal.com. At the end of verse 6 of Ephesians 1, it says this: He decided to adopt us into his family through Jesus Christ. What pleasure he took in planning this. He wanted us, and wherever you are, say, he wanted me. He wanted me to enter into the celebration of his lavish gift giving by the hand of his beloved son. See, he wants every one of us to receive gifts, not just at Christmas when you open a present from somebody and go, oh, you shouldn't have or whatever. And then, of course, you take it back or whatever the case may be. But, you know, God has gifts for us. The gifts of the Spirit are amazing. The gift of wisdom, the gift of knowledge. There's so many. The gifts of healing, the gift of miracles. There are so many wonderful. There's 9 of them. So many wonderful. The gift I just lost my train of thought there. But anyway, there's 9 of them, and they're just amazing and wonderful. And God wants us to celebrate in his lavish gift giving. And verse 7, because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar on the cross, we're a free people. Why are we free? We can be free from anything and everything that has ever held us in bondage. You say, well, I've got a problem with nicotine, or I have a problem with drugs, or I have a problem with alcohol, or I have a problem with a terrible temper, or I have a problem with insecurity, inferiority. We could go on and on with all of the problems, okay? But it says right here in Ephesians 1:7, because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we're a free people, free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all our misdeeds. And not just barely free either. This is why I wanted to use the Message Bible today, because I love this next sentence. It's 2 words: abundantly free. Let's read it again. We're a free people, free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all of our misdeeds. Not just barely free either, abundantly free. It is time to walk in that freedom. In this new season, we're going to realize that these are gifts that God has given us to be able to live freely, to be able to not be under the penalty of sin and death, to not be constantly harassed by the devil. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Let me tell you, folks, when you start living like you're free, people start looking at you like, well, what's different about you? Talk to me, Betty. Talk to me about this, and then we'll go to Nan for her remarks.
Well, one of the greatest things, I think, is that you were talking about is being free, is that the victory that we have in Jesus.
Amen.
You think of victory, sometimes you think of a football game or you think of a baseball game or whatever, but God gave his son freely so
yes.
that we could live and be free and
yes.
be totally free. Or as the Message Bible says, absolutely free.
Amen. Abundantly free, my Message Bible yes. says. Absolutely free is good too, though.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely,
you know what?
And abundantly.
That puts it in stone. That puts
Doesn't it? Yeah.
He is the cornerstone, so that
Amen.
Puts it in stone.
Right.
And he so wants to give his children. It's just like, you wanted to give your children as much as you could. Love was probably the greatest thing you could have gave them. But the thing that God wants us to understand is that is free to them for the asking.
Amen. Amen. It is free. It's free. And that's mm-hmm. what's so wonderful. And it's abundantly, we can be abundantly free. All those things we've been carrying around, that baggage of feeling insecure, feeling like people are constantly talking about us, or feeling like feeling rejected, or feeling, you know, whatever all that junk is, we can be abundantly free from this. You're in the will. In the will, there's a provision for your freedom from all of this. I can't imagine what those awful feelings must have been for the slaves in our country so long ago, and how they felt like they were bound. They were in chains. They could not be free. And when that day of freedom did come, wow, how they must have felt. Nan, do you have a comment about any of this? Wow. Praise God.
Well, I was thinking as you were listing off things, the people of attributes that they might have that they need to get rid of, what came to mind was me. And many, many years ago, I had a problem with anger.
Right.
And I took pride in that. And I think sometimes people take pride in...
You were big and bad or something?
I was big and bad. I could chew you up and spit you out, you know?
Okay.
But that was before. God really...
Right.
I mean, we're talking about many years ago. But sometimes you want to identify with it. Now, my parents don't have an anger problem. But some people say, well, you know, my mom or my daddy's that way, and my grandma's that way, and that's just the way I am. Well, no, that doesn't have to be just the way
that's
you are.
Right.
You're choosing
right.
to behave that way. And just, you know, turn to God. Reach out for the grace and the peace that we've already talked about. And
Amen.
He's there. And he will help you with that or whatever else that you may be dealing with or facing or is a part of you. Is let it go.
Absolutely.
Let it go.
And
You're in the will. Let it go.
You're in the will. Right after this sentence, abundantly free, this two-word sentence here in the Message Bible, he says this. He thought of everything. Provided for everything we could possibly need, letting us in on the plans he took such delight in making. He set it all out before us in Christ. Now, when we realize that he's got all these plans for us, now, this is a slight diversion, but I think it'll make everybody understand. Back several weeks back, maybe back in March, my granddaughter, Rylan, and her husband, Taylor, and the babies, the twins, A and B, Aaliyah and Briley, came to visit for a week to make sure they were going to want to move here, which they did, in fact, move here in June. I love having them here. They are such a blessing to me to have my granddaughter, Rylan, her husband, Taylor, and the babies, A and B. And anyway, but we were playing a lot of Mexican train that week. Taylor and Rylan and I, after the kids would go to bed, we'd put the babies in bed and we'd play Mexican train, which is a domino game. Well, one night in the middle of that, Rylan said, I'll be right back. Taylor and I just thought she was going to the restroom or whatever. And all of a sudden, she comes back with paper, a pen, and some scotch tape and starts writing her name. Betty, you remember this story? Starts writing her name on these little pieces of paper, which then she moved around my house and began to tag the items that she wanted when I die. Which, by the way, is going to be a long time from now. And Taylor and I just sat there amused by this. But when the other kids started coming different times this summer, they started saying, what is it that Rylan's already tagged, okay? And it became kind of a family thing of, no way, she can't have that, da-da-da-da-da, okay? But these were things that she was anticipating she wanted, a certain mirror, certain things, okay? Now, as children of God, we should get that ambitious. Rylan interrupted our game to go do this, okay? We should get this ambitious with the gifts that God has for us. I want that. I want that gift of miracles to be flowing in me. I've talked to God about that this weekend. God, there's so many people that need a miracle. I want that gift of miracles to flow. I want to see your hand of healings, of flowing. I want that gift. Like Rylan wanted all those items of mine in my house. Betty, do you want to comment on this?
Well, sure.
You saw some of those name tags, didn't you?
Yeah, and I had, and I thought, why would she do that?
Uh-huh.
And then I remembered, you know, years ago, is that those things are material.
Right.
But being prepared was what she was trying to do.
Right.
What she was trying to illustrate is prepared.
Right.
Because a lot of times certain things after the death of a loved one are not so gracious as what Christ gave to us with his gift. And the one thing that you want to realize is that God is so giving.
Right.
And sometimes we're a take it type of people. And what we have to realize is when he gives us those gifts, that we appreciate them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Rylan will be that way, that she will appreciate having Nana Florida's rocking chair. And it's just one of those things where you have to sit back, close your eyes, and realize that, you know, God has given you and me and Nan and our listening audience various gifts that sometimes we put under a tree, so to speak, and don't use them.
Exactly.
Because we're afraid. We're in fear of, okay, what if that's not really what God wants me to do? If God has given you that gift, like you're going to give to Rylan and to your kids, if God gives you that gift, it's just like buying a sweater. I don't know why I'm using this analogy. You buy an expensive sweater because you really like it and it fits you. I mean, you look really, really good in it. And you put it away and you never wear it. You never use it.
Good point.
Never give it an opportunity to show the people that you're around how good you look in that sweater. Well, that's what,
yeah.
I don't look good in a sweater. I look like a can of stuffed biscuits. But it's down to that point where don't put that gift away and not use it.
Amen.
God's giving you that gift. He's put you in his will that he's giving you this gift.
Yes. Yes. And this gift
wear it proud.
Amen. And this gift is the Holy Spirit. You know, he is the gift that Jesus said, I'm going to heaven, but I'm giving you something here. You're going to get this amazing gift. It's going to absolutely turn your life upside down. It is the Holy Spirit. Oh, Cece Winans has this great song, and then we'll come back and ask Betty and Nan some more about this wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit. This song, Holy Spirit, come fill this place. Make this your prayer for your heart today. Could you do that as this song happens?
Show your power, your presence, no.
Praise God. Holy Spirit, come fill this place, the place prepared for the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Nan, did you get a poem during that song?
I did.
Go ahead.
Holy Spirit, fill me. Oh, how I so need you. I invite you within right now. You'll help me to make it through. I desire to feel your touch. I know you come. You will come if I ask you. So I ask you now to fill me. This is, I know that you will do.
Yes. Amen. Hopefully many people felt that and felt that touch of God during that. Nan, did you want to comment any more on that? The need of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit changes our lives from the inside out. I mean, absolutely changes us into the image of Jesus. If we allow that, if we give him permission, if we say, come and fill this place. Because they're at place, that's our place, the heart. Remember Connie used to say we all have that yes. God-shaped place somewhere? That hole, that vacuum that only God can fill. And it's so right.
Well, what I'm feeling, we've already kind of touched on earlier in the first hour, I believe, but that people maybe don't feel worthy enough. And it's not about
true.
Our own worth.
Right. But that's
if,
true.
If it was, I'm not worthy enough. You're not worthy enough. It's not by our worth.
Right,
it's by
right.
His love.
Amen.
But we need to invite the Holy Spirit into our lives.
Yes,
he's
we do.
He's there. And he, you know, I know with Betty, I know with you, I know with myself, he has comforted us in difficult times, in trying times, in sad times. He's there. He's
Amen.
Within. He's our little Energizer battery, like
yes.
the little rabbit Energizer battery commercials. You know, he energizes us.
Well, it's the power, what you're talking about, which I want to talk about that a second. So let's go to Acts 1:8, and then we'll get to Betty here in a minute. Right before Jesus went to heaven, he stood there on the mount, and he began to talk. And what he said in verse 7, we'll start there, Acts 1. Well, actually, let's start with Acts 1:5. He said, "You must wait for what the Father promised, the promise you heard from me. John baptized in water, you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit and soon." We're going to be talking more about that next Sunday. When they were together for the last time, there they were, they ask a question, "Master, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel now? Is this the time?" They're still thinking about a political kingdom, an earthly kingdom. And he says in verse 7 of Acts 1, you don't get to know the time. Timing is the Father's business. What you'll get is the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will be able to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all over Judea, Samaria, even to the ends of the world. In some translations, it says you will have the power. The word able is translated, most translations, power. And it means in the Greek, it's the word dunamis. And it means you'll have the dynamite when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You'll be able to say and do things. You'll be able to handle situations in your life. You'll be able to handle crisis because the Holy Spirit's within you. And before I go to you, Betty, about this, yes, Thursday night about 1 a.m., I lost power in my house. It woke me up, the sound, the thunder. My dog Zoe was barking. Little baby Macklin was sound asleep through it all. That's a good thing. But Zoe was barking her little head off with the thunder, the lightning, and all that. We lost power. Didn't have it restored for 15 hours. And I can tell you that's just an example, a metaphor of what it's like when we just let our relationship with the Holy Spirit, with God, just kind of drift away for a while. We don't have the power. We're just kind of out there. It's because we haven't been cultivating it. We haven't been in the Word. We haven't been praising. We haven't been worshiping. Talk to me, Betty, about all of that. I couldn't believe how happy I was when electricity came back on 15 hours later. Woo, what a joy. And it works spiritually, too.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I realized that when we were talking after you got your power back on that we could never live like Little House on the Prairie. We depend too much on those type of things to get us through.
Right.
But I'm so glad you got your power back on and everything's okay.
But I got my spiritual power on, too.
You got your spiritual. Yeah, your switch is definitely on today.
My switch is on. Yeah, it's on. Yeah.
Well,
spent time, Betty. It's
right,
that.
Exactly.
It's investing the time to receive the blessings. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, one of the things when you said
we were talking about the garden is that, and the cultivating is when you commune with me in the garden of your heart, both you and I are blessed. This is my way of living in the world through you. Together we will push back the darkness, for I am the light of the world. And that's where the Holy Spirit, it's just like I had to turn the fan on because it is so hot in this room, is that, you know, he's not doing anything to scare me. He's not doing anything to make me feel uncomfortable.
Who? You're talking about God? The Holy Spirit?
No, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, no, he doesn't do that.
He's a gentleman, and that's exactly right. What we were talking about, what Jesus was telling the disciples about the coming, who was coming back with them, and, you know, he was baptized in water, but the Holy Spirit will baptize them.
Yes.
And it was one of those things about anticipation.
Yeah.
Anticipation of what they were going to receive. What, you know, it kind of put maybe a little bit of curiosity in them where they thought it was of the world, but of the worldly kingdom, but it was more, he was talking of, like you said, his heavenly kingdom. And, you know, that song about, you know, just blow on me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And that's all it takes is to give you that sense of comfort, that sense of his presence that can fill you and draw you that closer to him so that you can communicate with your creator.
Oh, amen. Woo! You said blow on me. For those that are going to listen to the Spanish show, and we just heard from one of our people in Texas that said he couldn't wait to hear that. The theme song that God has me using on all these shows is Breathe on Me, Breath of God. In Spanish, sopla, sopla en mí. Come and breathe on me. Come and just, and that's what God wants to do in us, Nan. This is a new day. This is a new season. This is not business as usual. This is not just same old, same old. No, this is a time to be fired up for the power of God, to be stirred up in God's people, so that we can do those exploits. We can move into the blessings of God and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, all of them, the gifts of wisdom and healings and miracles and discerning of spirits and all of them, that we can actually walk in these things. Word of knowledge, you know, prophecy, that we can actually let those gifts flow through us, but we're not going to do it if we're not spending time in the Word, if we're not on fire about what the Holy Spirit wants to do in us. We're just going to go on plugging along day after day, just watching TV or doing whatever. Talk to me, Nan.
Well, what I thought of, what came to mind was a book that I'm working on that, you know, it's about faith. And the purpose of that book is the way that it's going, with a lot of poems in it that God's already given, and then he's leading me in how to write other things, is that people live below the level of where they could live with faith by their own choosing.
Absolutely, they do.
Living below the level.
Yes.
They have things that they're entitled to by having the faith in their lives, that they live below that by their choice.
Right.
And part of this book is to let people realize you're living below it.
Right.
By your choice. And that's the way it is with all these things that the Holy Spirit has for us, the gifts for us. We sometimes live below where we can, just because of ignorance, because of pride,
because of laziness, complacency.
You know, exactly. We you know, those are, you know, some people might say, look at you and say, but look at Pastor Marcia and look at how much she has spiritually because she's Pastor Marcia. Well, no, it's because you're Marcia McAllister. You spend time in the Word.
I spend time.
You spend a lot of time
That's
in the Word.
That's what it is.
Preparing for your sermons, preparing for your teachings. You spend a lot of time in the Word. Therefore, God rewards that.
Amen.
And just as he rewards you for what you're doing, he'll reward Betty. He'll reward myself. He'll reward the people listening for moving forward and spending, like
Amen.
You just said, the time in the Word. You need the time in the Word. You need the time in the Word.
There's no substitute for it. You know, if we are not, the Word, it says in Ephesians 6, is the sword of the Spirit, okay? And the Word absolutely gets down on the inside of us and exposes and sifts, it says in the Message Bible, that junk out of us. And the weeds show up, you know, and after all this rain the last few days, I got weeds and, you know, in between places in the patio and stuff. Because the rain, you know, just caused all that to grow up. Now I've got to do something about it. I'm going to leave them there and let them become trees, or am I going to get rid of them, you know? Talk to us, Betty.
Well, the
are
one
you
thing
laughing that, about my trees in my patio?
Yeah, I can't imagine you letting trees.
Oh, no, they're not. I'm not.
Nor
will I let junk in my life stay and take root. That's the point right there.
No. And, you know, I think when you were talking about the Holy Spirit is that he revitalizes us. He gives us the strength to go on. And the reason why I say that is that when you have the Holy Spirit living in you, he's with you. And one of the things that I noticed, I think it was yesterday or day before yesterday, in the same retail establishment, back after Grayson had passed away, with my daughter Megan, that there was something different about her, this one lady noticed. And she actually followed her into the restroom, which we thought was a little bit strange. But this lady asked her, there was something different about her. She goes, I don't know why I'm talking to you like this, but I just want you to know. And it was such a blessing to be able to know that the Holy Spirit can live like that in each and every
Amen.
One of us that can be seen. And yesterday, I was in that same establishment, and there was a lady standing behind me, and she just kept staring at me. And it's like, oh, geez, what have I done now? You know, maybe I had, you know, my hair was just, you know, and, you know, messed up or whatever. Something was just wrong. And she said, no, I need help. And I said, okay. I said, how can I help you? And she goes, and I know this sounds so contrite, but these are the little things that the Holy Spirit gives us to help people with. She goes, I have trouble picking out dog food for my dog.
Oh.
And she said,
that's right up your alley.
Yeah. She probably looked in my cart and saw that I had their items for them.
105 cans.
And yeah. Dogs and six yeah. goats and one mule.
Right.
You know, it's that type of infilling and that lives in us, the Holy
right.
Spirit that in us, dwells in us,
yes.
can be seen through us.
Oh, amen.
And at the end of that conversation, and I don't mean to take up much time, but this lady looked at me and she said, thank you. God put certain people in your path for a reason.
Right.
And I said, yeah. I said, I'm glad I was able to help you. She said, yes, in many ways. And it's like, oh, wow.
Wow,
and
then
I walked out.
Praise
God. I was sorry I was so late, but I had to help lady with dog food. And, but she, you know, she understood because that same thing happened to her.
Right.
And that same thing can happen to our listening audience.
Right.
Is that the Holy Spirit is ever present and ever with us.
You're so right. And, you know, Betty, so often, and Nan, we don't even know that people are seeing this stuff in us or feeling this stuff, you know, until they ask for prayer or they ask, Nan, you have this happen to you at school all the time as principal secretary, don't you?
Well, I had it happen Thursday or Friday. I unfortunately had to speak to a lady regarding her leave off because I needed to get forms right. She burst out crying because her mother had passed away unexpectedly. She shared the whole story with me.
Okay.
Probably 15 or 20 minutes. I have work I need to get done. My principal's just around the corner, and I'm not knowing what to do with this lady. And
right.
the pastor, the principal came by, expressed her condolences and left. And I said, may I pray with you?
Yeah.
And she said, I was hoping you would say that. I knew you would say that to me. I don't know this lady. She's new to this school. I've never seen her before, you
right.
know? But God will open up interesting doors.
Yes, he will.
That if we go through them, because I was sitting thinking, how much trouble am I going to get into for listening to this lady talk? Because
right.
my principal's a very taskmaster.
Right.
And I thought, well, whatever happens, just going to happen. This lady needs to talk. So when I saw my principal, I said, yeah, so she was in my office a while, but she just need to talk. Sometimes people just need to talk. So here this principal was understanding of
That's
that.
That's great.
But, you know, we can pray with people, for people, pray with people. And God will open up the doors.
Right.
If you say, God, open up, use me. I want to be used by you. I want
right.
you. I want to be able to pray with people. You know, someone can say that. And God will certainly open the door. The Holy Spirit will definitely be with
right.
you and lead you in what to say and how to pray. The Holy Spirit is there. That's a gift from the Holy Spirit. to be able to do that with people, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, and that's available to anybody who wants it.
And when we are just open to what he has, then all kinds of interesting things happen, like what you're both describing. I wasn't planning on doing this song, but the Holy Spirit says do it. And it was here in my bag, and so here we go. There is none like you.
There is none like you.
Praise God.
No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
There's none like him. Dear Lord, we just thank you that you loved us so much, Father God, that you sent your son Jesus to this earth to die on that cross for us and to rise again from the dead and to be our ever-present intercessor. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you that there is none like you. We thank you that you're the one that's full of mercy and kindness and grace. You're the one that teaches us your nature. You're good, and you love us, and you care about all the details in our lives. Lord, there is none like you. We thank you, Lord, that you are moving in our listeners' lives. We thank you right now, Lord, for the response in this show today. We thank you, Lord, for the way your Holy Spirit is changing us and molding us into your image. You get the glory and the praise. We lift up our listeners. Let them be filled anew with joy, with peace, and with the reality of your presence. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Oh, Nan, do you have a prayer? Do you have a poem?
I have a poem.
Okay.
You are my best friend. I know that your love has no end. I praise your name for who you are. I always feel you as you're not far. I know there's none like you. You're always there to see me through. I praise your name with all of my heart. Of this presence, I never want to part. There is none like you.
Wow. Praise God. I glanced at texts. There's so many coming in and emails right now. I can't respond right this minute, but I will this evening to the different ones. But one of the texts that came in a moment ago was they wanted this song, and I didn't see it before it was played. So that's totally, completely God. Betty, this has been a powerful time. I don't even want to go off the air today. I feel like God is moving so mightily in people's lives. I just want to encourage people to get in their Bible and listen to the Word of God and let God inspire them and you know, just give them that purpose in living. That, you know what I'm saying, Betty?
Oh, yeah. And I said that's what the presence of Almighty God does, is He refreshes our mind and our heart in so many ways. And the neat thing about it is a lot of times, I know in my own life, is I do a lot of talking, and I do a lot of talking to my Heavenly Father, and I kiddingly say I call it an email, is that it gives us an opportunity to commune with Him.
Yeah.
And to know what our Heavenly Father has for us. And the truth of it is sometimes we still, even though I like to talk, I still have to be still and know that God and that his timeless truth is that He loves us, He cares for us, and there is no one other like, there's no one other like us
right.
than He sees through His eyes. And one of the things that He impressed with me just during that song is that there is nothing too big. There's nothing too small that He can't handle.
Oh, amen.
And He is the God. He is our rock and our salvation, and my God, whom I trust.
Amen.
And I want our listeners to have that same trust and know that you are in God's will and that He has a path for you to go down, no matter how difficult it may seem. He may steer us to the left. He may steer us to the right. But He's going to keep you on that straight path to His will.
Amen.
And just, if you have concerns, talk to your Heavenly Father
right.
and let Him know how you feel and let Him refresh you, let Him revive you, let Him do a mighty work in you so that as the season of change is coming, let the Lord change you today. Let him hear your voice for the first time in a long time. Because He wants to hear from you, because He misses you.
Amen.
And He wants to touch you. He wants to heal you. He wants to give you the desires of your heart. And there is nothing greater than knowing that there is a God that loves you.
Yes. Oh. Come, Holy Spirit, Terry McCallum. Make this your prayer. Make it your prayer. It is mine today.
Move in your people. Trust Jesus.
Amen.
His glory to see. And rain down from heaven. Fresh living water.
Sing it over the body of Christ.
Oh, God.
Praise God. Come, Holy Spirit, move in your people. That's our prayer today on this show. Come, Holy Spirit, we want to feel your presence in a mighty new way. We want you to change us from the inside out. We threw an extra song in there, so we have just a couple minutes, Nan, for you and for Betty to give some final thoughts here before we get on out of here today. Go ahead, Nan.
Well, I just want to to remind everybody what we've been trying to say. The Holy Spirit is here for you.
Amen.
And all the gifts that the Lord promises you, you can have.
Amen.
And I just really feel the thing of if people don't feel worthy, that's a, just fight, rebuke that.
Right.
In the name, that's Satan wanting you to think you're not worthy. For he gave his all, the Holy Spirit is for us. He gave the Holy Spirit for us to lead us, to guide us, to comfort us.
And you've said that a couple times. And I will tell you, the best book in the Bible to combat that unworthiness and feeling insecurity is the book of Ephesians. And listeners, if you will go through those six chapters in Ephesians, it ends with that powerful sword of the armor of God in Ephesians 6. But if you will mark in the book of Ephesians every place it says, in him we have this, in him we have that, in him, it will combat that unworthiness and that insecurity and those feelings that you don't measure up. And the book of Ephesians is your homework for this week, listening audience. And just mark all those places where it says, in him. Betty, talk to us.
Well, one of the things that, if I have just a second, there's just the very first part of Jesus' calling is, in closeness to me, you are safe. In the intimacy of my presence, you are energized.
Right.
No matter where you are in the world, you know you belong when you sense my nearness. And it says, ever since the fall of man, which would be Adam and Eve, has experienced a gaping emptiness that only my presence can fill.
Amen.
And I designed you for a close communication with your Creator. And I encourage the listeners, as well as both of you, as I know you will, is to continue to praise him for answers. Continue to give him your everything, giving the first of everything, and watch what he can do for you. Because he loves you. He loves you so much with a big heart and a big hug from the Holy Spirit. Knows that he does love you.
I like that. A big heart and a big hug from the Holy Spirit. But you know what, Betty? You're exactly right. God does love us so much more than we know. You know, he does love us, accept us, and he thinks we're great. He just thinks we're wonderful. You know, when you have that beautiful baby, you know, that we get once in a while when we have children born to us or grandchildren born to us, it doesn't matter if other people think they're not that cute. We think they're the best thing going, right? We think they're absolutely beautiful. And, you know, with that said, God feels that way about you. He loves you so much. You are so special to him. You are beautiful in his eyes. You're the apple of his eye. That's who you are. God's got a plan for you that's going to absolutely turn your world upside down if you'll spend time with him and try to discover that plan. 30 seconds, Nan. Do you have anything else you'd like to add before we go to Betty?
Just want to say the Holy Spirit is there for everybody. The gifts are there. They just need to ask.
They just need to ask and get with it. Betty, anything? Final thoughts? Thank you both for being on the show. You're always wonderful.
Well, real quick, if you have a prayer request,
yes,
that you want us to bring before the Lord in agreement to take before the throne, send us your prayer request at prayers@bohmglobal.com.
Yes, absolutely. You or Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, or Shell. We'll pick up those prayer requests and send out the prayer for that. And also, if you want to be on the prayer team, you can do that by emailing the same address, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Our website is bohmglobal.com, so check it out. We're here every Sunday afternoon, have been for the last 10 years, and what a joy it is to be able to share the word with you every Sunday afternoon. Our theme song at the end is one that I still love after all these years. It's Not Far to Jesus, because that really sums up everything we have been saying today on the show and what we are continually saying week after week. It's Not Far to Jesus. Run to him and tune in again next week for another part of this whole teaching on You're in the Will. Praise God. This has been Betty, Nan, and me, Pastor Marcia, bringing you the word today from Beacon of Hope. God bless you. Have a great week. See you next week.
It's not far from me.